Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base 3:2, and a follow-on Mishnah from the previous Mishnah, in which we said if you find a statue, figurine, and the like, and you don't know whether or not it had been served as an idol, and there's no clear indication that it is an idol, so then we said, based on certain rules, basically it might be usur to get hanah from anyways, metoras suffik, because maybe it was an idol and was worshipped, we just don't know. Okay, so the point of our Mishnah here is, even Mishnah here, Mishnah base, even if you find a statue already where it would be a suffix, so what happens if that thing that you find is a broken statue or broken figurine? Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Shivrei Tzalamim, if you find the very things which you said in the previous Mishnah would be Aser, Misuffik, an Iser Hana, because maybe it was an idol, but you find now a broken piece of it, Hare Elu Mutarim, that broken piece is permitted to get benefit from it. Why would that be the case? Because it's basically a sfeik sfeika, sort of what we call a double doubt, a nested doubt. The two sfeikos, uncertainties, are number one, this is a situation where we don't know that this object was served as an idol or created by a Gentile specifically for service as an idol. So therefore, we even where we say it's forbidden to get hana, that would be already a suffix, the first uncertainty. But second of all, you know, statues don't just break by themselves. So if you find out a broken piece of a statue, there's a good chance that it was broken by its owner. Now, if a person breaks his statue, which was previously serving as an idol, so that effectively deconsecrated it, like dethrones the place in his mind where the idol once stood. And that being the case, it loses its isur, it's stopping an idol, and therefore it's become stopping usur bahana. So our case for Mishnah here is a sfeik sfeika. If you, A, don't know if it was served or not, and B, now, even if it was served, now it's broken, you don't know, maybe it was broken by its owner, it's been deconsecrated, if you will, whatever the word is in English, I don't know, and therefore it would be mutar bahana. It would follow, of course, that if you knew an idol had been served, and therefore it's Taurus vadai, it's certainly usur, but now you find it broken, so now even if you suspect it was likely that the owner broke it, still it's only a suffix, and since you only have one suffix now, not two, it would be usur misuffix usur bahana. All that said, says the Mishnah, Matza tavnis yad o tavnis regel, hare elu asurim, mibnei shekiyotze behen ne'evad. If you find a intact sculpture of a body part, like a hand or a leg or any other part, and it's not that it's broken off of a larger statue, it's just this is a sculpture of a body part. So then, since that's not broken, it's not used for decorative purposes, no, people don't put like, you know, pictures of a regel or a leg or a hand to decorate their front yard normally, and therefore we have to assume that this object was in fact serving as an idol in some way, and therefore that statue unbroken of a leg or a hand and the like is usur bahana, forbidden to get benefit from it. Again, mitora suffik. We don't know if it was served, but we have to assume it was, and therefore that statue would be forbidden out of a doubt.